His Check On Stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Pat Pagano's Tri-State Forecast. Well, it's going to be a sunny day today with some clouds moving in, 35 to 40. Tomorrow will be cloudy, a chance of snow showers changing to rain showers by the afternoon. Temperatures 40 to 45. On Friday, windy, periods of rain or showers that'll taper off during the day. Temperature in the low 50s. And on Saturday, cloudy, a chance of rain or snow showers, 35 to 40. We'll get the full details from Pat Pagano coming your way in just a few moments. Well, the holiday season scam reports in Connecticut are double from a year ago. Twice as many Connecticut consumers reported scams to the Better Business Bureau during the 2022 holiday season compared to a year ago. The State Office of Better Business Bureau said in a report released yesterday, customers reported 115 scams between November 1st and January 1st that resulted in more than $50,000 in losses. Companies to scam 45 reports a year ago that resulted in about $17,000 in losses. Reports said that 55% of consumers who reported a scam said they did not lose money, while 45% said they did. The most reported scam was the online purchase scam, where phishing scams were nearly as prevalent. Two categories accounted for 60% of the scams reported during the holiday shopping season, and employment scams, they ranked third. A poll taken in Connecticut, new polling suggests that support for increasing state funding of local education is high as legislative efforts speed up the schedule for redirecting grant aid to the lowest performing school districts resumes. The state's largest union representing public school teachers released a post-election survey yesterday that found 76% of voters identified inadequate funding as a serious problem. The Connecticut Education Association also reported 63% of voters surveyed said funding to public schools is not enough to meet schools' needs. The CEA is continuing a back to a renewed legislative push in the new General Assembly session to transition to new distribution formulas for educational equalization grants earlier than scheduled. In New York, Governor Kathy Hochul outlined programs yesterday to spur new housing, expand access to mental health care, and slash New York's carbon warming emissions in a State of the State speech, ushering in her first full term. Hochul was elected in November after succeeding Andrew Cuomo when he resigned in 2021. She framed much of her second annual address around affordability and public safety, central issues in last year's campaign, and top concerns for New Yorkers in a recent poll. Expanding the housing supply was a key part of her plans to temper the state's high living costs. She touted deeds from her first full year as governor and sketched priorities for her second, many of which would need approval by the Democratic-controlled legislature in the coming budget or in separate bills. Hochul will release her budget proposal this month, starting a couple of months of negotiations with lawmakers that lead to a final spending plan by around April 1st. The talk and a 262-page book that accompanied that talk expounded on her plans, ran the gamut of state government from health care to education to ethics and to economic development. Her strategy includes a proposal that may rank local officials in home rule state housing growth targets that municipalities must meet or be overridden later by the state. New York City and downstate municipalities would have to approve 3% increases in their housing stock over 3 years. Localities in the rest of the state would have to expand housing by about 1%. Once again, it's back to Airbnb in Great Barrington as registration fees are raising hackles. Airbnb hosts Great Barrington say a $200 a year registration fee is yet another drain on their profits. They already have to pay state and local excise taxes as well as other costs, renting out a home and property taxes. But town officials are looking to cover the roughly $40,000 annual cost of monitoring short-term rentals. That includes staff time as well as paying for compliance software, which will be $18,000 for the first year, then increased by 7% in the second and third years of the contract. That according to the town manager. The select board voted 3-1 on Monday, imposing the $200 flat fee that hosts pay when they register properties they rent out for short-term. Board member Garfield Reed abstained. Board Vice Chair Lee Davis voted no because she wanted the annual fee to be $250. The town is now putting its new short-term rental regulation into motion after voters approved the bylaw at its annual town meeting in June. The regulation went into effect on January 1st. It was a stormy lead-up to the June vote, given the 150-day annual limit placed on rentals that some residents have said they now rely on for income. Well, it's that time of year again for the Salisbury Winter Sports Association. We're heading into close to February when the ski jumps will be coming the second weekend of February. But it's also time for the White Hart Inn Pot Pie Dinner to benefit Salisbury Winter Sports Association. That'll be held Wednesday, January 18th at Provisions. Proceeds from that event benefit the SWASA Association. The dinner includes a chicken pot pie, mashed potatoes, and English flapjacks. The cost? $30 donation. Dinners are available by pre-order and to-go only. To reserve a pot pie dinner, contact Provisions at 860-435-0030. Only 100 dinners will be available, and they've sold out quickly in the past. Dinner pickup will be 5 to 7 at Provisions. More information is available at the White Hart at 860-435-0030. Now, proceeds from that event help fund their youth program and other programs that the Salisbury Winter Sports Association puts on every year. And of course, as we said, it's not that far off for the second weekend in February when the Jump Fest will be held. More information on Salisbury Winter Sports Association is available at jumpfest.org. Taking a look at some meetings that are going on this week in our area, today especially. Taking a look around the towns, very little is going on today. Tomorrow, the Board of Finance quarterly meeting has been canceled in Salisbury. A reminder that in North Canaan, the public parking ban on all town roads extends to March 31st during any storm. There's a $50 ticket. Cars will be towed and no parking in municipal parking lots during storms. They remind you that don't push your snow from your driveway into the roads, as that creates a hazard. Coming up tonight, the Falls Village Recreation Commission has their regular meeting. That is at 7 p.m. In Sheffield, Massachusetts, the Board of Health is meeting at 5:30. By the way, there's also coming up in our area. In Millerton, the Planning Board has their meeting. That is tonight, and that is at 7 p.m. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. At Morgan's, you'll find dinner specials nightly. They have a tapas and regular menu. You'll find them on Facebook and Instagram, as well as interlakenin.com. And by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 33,836.61, the S&P 500 at 3940.25, and the NASDAQ at 11,279.24. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.